We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! Oh, greetings and salutations, my friends. Welcome back to another audio adventure here on Insight. I am CVV, Chris Van Vliet, and what a week of episodes that we've had. Adam Sandler on Tuesday, the Gun Club joining us live inside the Blue Wire Studios at the Wynn Las Vegas on Thursday, and now we've got the National Treasure himself, Jeff Goldblum, with us. And if you missed any of those other episodes that I mentioned from earlier this week, or just any episodes in general, when you're done with this, go back in and give them a listen. You will be seeing Jeff Goldblum on the big screen this weekend. That's when the new Jurassic World Dominion hits theaters. It's the sixth and final movie in the franchise. And we talk about it here, but Jeff's been around since the very beginning, since 1993 with Jurassic Park. And he tells this amazing story about how his character was almost cut from the movie completely. Jeez, if that had happened, we never would have got that famous line, "Life finds a way." So good. You should really follow Jeff Goldblum on Instagram. He's a great follow. At Jeff Goldblum. If you're not following me, I'd like to think I'm a good follow as well. At Chris Van Vliet. And I bet you know quite a few people who love Jeff Goldblum. I mean, who doesn't? So share this episode with them and take a screenshot and share it on social media and tag us so we can share it out as well. Our fan of the week. What a username here. 5254HN. Left this review on Apple Podcasts that says, "It's just awesome. No explanation needed. It's just awesome." Well, thank you so much for that. That's very kind. I read one review on every single episode, so just leave a few words if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and we will shout you out on the next episode for free. I don't know why I always add that in, but yes, of course, these shout outs are for free. If you happen to be listening on Spotify, we just eclipsed 725 reviews on there, which is amazing because last week, I think we had 700. So if you go in there, it takes like 2 seconds. Just click the stars and that's it. Okay. I've been waiting for this. You've been waiting for this. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Jeff Goldblum. Jeff, it is so good to see you.
Chris, so good to see you. Hey, let me ask you right off the top. What's your favorite movie about Las Vegas or set in Las Vegas?
It's got to be The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. That's so interesting. Well, I like that very much. Of course, I'm partial to Casino. I like Casino.
What a great movie is Ocean's 11. We could talk for an hour about great Las Vegas movies.
At some point we will. But now I know you want to know maybe about this Jurassic World Dominion movie.
I'm very curious. Does anyone call you Jeffrey?
You know, that's on my birth certificate and my passport. You may call me Jeffrey. And my middle name, you know what it is?
What is it?
It starts with L. And it's
mine letters. Also starts with L.
Yours does?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Chris? Chris?
You'll never guess it. It's Lorne.
L-O-R-N-E?
Correct.
Like Lorne Michaels. Mine like Lorne is Michaels. L-Y-N-N. Like Loretta Lynn, I think. Yeah.
Do you think that Ian Malcolm is the character that you know the best since you played him so many times now?
Well, how about that? You know, I mean, I did a TV series or so. And then I've done other characters over and over, and I've done plays where I've, you know, performed it many, many times. But I'll tell you, the way I've gotten a chance to get a crack at this over the course of now these 30 years, that's unique. I've never done that. So it's been able to simmer like like in a crock pot.
Sounds delicious. Take me back 30 years to this original meeting you had with Steven Spielberg about a film called Jurassic Park.
Well, he said, my agent said, you know, hey, you're going to meet Steven Spielberg. What? Hey, great, great idea. I adore him. And this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And it's about this Jurassic Park story from a book by Michael Crichton. I went out and got the book, loved that, loved my character, and then had this meeting in which he immediately said, Jeff, nice to meet you. I didn't want to cancel the meeting. I like your work. I said, well, boy, oh boy, I could go on about your work. Da, da, da. He said, but the most recent version of the script, because it keeps getting an evolutionary rewrite, it doesn't have your character in it. So this may be moot. I said, well, really? Oh, my golly. Well, hey, I just read the book off the top of my head. You know better than I do, but here's maybe why that character could be interesting. I'm sure it had, and I came up with something. It had no impact on his decision, but luckily it got back in the script and my character got in the movie and they offered him the part, and thank goodness it changed my life. Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What do you think has become more famous or perhaps more infamous from the first movie? Is it your line, life finds a way, or this shirtless meme that has, you know, it's still making the rounds?
Yeah, I couldn't compare them. That's apples and oranges, or let's stick with apples and oranges. I don't know. It shocks me. I'm shocked that either of them and that any part of what I did or have done has struck anybody's, longer term interest. That's funny. Well, I don't know. Well, I like that life finds a way thing. Hey, that I like how that comes up and people have pictures of little, organic growths that come out of a crack in the street, or they've just found out that they're pregnant and da da da, and they say life finds a way. You know, that's pretty good.
When I was telling people that I was going to interview you today, everyone said the same thing. They said, Jeff Goldblum is a national treasure. At what point did you become our national treasure?
Maybe they mean I'm just like a movie that Nick Cage has acted in. Maybe that's what they mean. Maybe we misunderstand that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I'm any kind of treasure at all.
Mm-hmm. You are, my friend. You are.
Well, bless your heart. I give you a big hug and a kiss right now from
here
afar.
Here it is. I'm bringing it in.
Thank you so much. Well,
yeah, thank you so much. Good to see you. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody enjoys it. Thanks.
All right, my friends. Man, what a guy. I hope you're enjoying these mini interviews, these mini views, as I'm calling them. We'll be putting them up whenever we get them. And it's been A heck of a list so far. Mike Myers, Craig Robinson, Adam Sandler, and now Jeff Goldblum, who truly is a national treasure. I don't care what he says. Although, yeah, that Nick Cage movie, very good. Make sure you're subscribed or you're following wherever you're listening to this right now, because we've got some heavy hitters coming up in the next week or two. And it begins with Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson, Chris Hemsworth. That's just the tip of the iceberg right there. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on anything that we have coming up. And this weekend, of course, Jurassic World Dominion in theaters. So go check that out. And I'll leave you with this great quote from Carl Rogers. It really puts things in perspective here. The good life is a process, not a state of being. It is a direction, not a destination. Be great. Be grateful. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you on the next one for some more insight.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.